So guys, the Due Parenting Pod is here.
The things people didn't tell us that we found out by ourselves. The good, the bad, the scary, the ugly, and the exciting. What up, what up, what up? Welcome again to another day of with us on our podcast Due Parenting Pod. And today we are going to be talking about having a alone time after kids and also traveling, deciding to travel without your
without
child.
Without your child or yes. Children. Mm.
So, having a alone time.
So, I've spoken to a few of my friends about this thing over the last few months. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that stands out for guys is that once the baby is in the picture, their sex life just...
I remember we talked about it.
We talked about it. And so for me, I was worried that you were worried that I was... Yeah, I remember we talked about it, that you were worried that I would not find you attractive anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a valid worry because apparently it's something that happens a lot. So... And because I'd read up on stuff and my friends who have had children, earlier, they had told me that this can be a serious speed bump. So I don't decondition my mind. Say it's one of the things that comes with, childbearing and everything. So I shouldn't dwell on it. I shouldn't worry about it. I shouldn't focus on it. So it was kind of interesting to me that you were bold and open and honest about what you thought about it, how you felt about it, and how you're like, boy, you gonna get this. You better come get this.
Don't tell them that.
I'm sorry. But I was happy that I got some because whoop, whoop.
Oh, you used your card.
Yeah. That was my first use. First
okay,
use.
Okay, 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 okay. All right, so...
What do you mean so?
So you were saying... Are you
no, done? I'm saying that, I understood how you might feel.
Yeah.
And I was worried that you would not think that I would understand.
So
when we finally had that conversation, it was such a relief for me because I was like, oh, okay. So she knows that, I still find her attractive and...
Yeah, after the conversation though.
Yes.
And
yes.
After the conversation.
Wink, wink.
Wink.
Yeah.
Hey. So anyway, yeah, it was a real problem for me. I thought that after having kids, that I wouldn't be attractive anymore. I didn't even feel attractive myself.
Yes.
So I didn't think, if I didn't feel attractive, I didn't think my husband would find me attractive. So I was worried about it. I didn't want to show my body to him. Because movies can lie. Because
Hollywood and Nollywood have lied to us.
Because when you push out the baby, you would see the flat tummy and also you think that the baby comes out and your tummy is flat. But you have to do a lot of work to get back in shape. So apart from the fact that my mom was pumping with a lot of food so that I could produce breast milk, I was getting bigger and bigger. So I thought... I don't find myself attractive. I'm not the 65 kg that I used to be. Now I'm about 80 kg. Because after having a child and pumping me with food. I don't think my husband will find me attractive. But thank God for marriage counseling that communication is very important. Thank you, Pastor Esse. My husband noticed as well because he can tell when my mood is off. He can tell when I'm moody. He can tell when something is off. And he does this beautiful thing that is always out of the blues. He just says, are you okay? And I love that about him, that he just asked me, are you fine? And there's a way I would answer and I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he knows he's not fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm like,
you know,
I'm
for
fine.
An actress,
why?
You're a terrible liar.
To you.
You're such a horrible liar. Yeah. Just like, God.
Yeah. So I had to sit down and because I noticed that our sex life was suffering. And this was way past the six weeks.
Yeah.
So our sex life was suffering and we had to sit down and talk about it because I had to put myself in his shoes. I didn't know how he was feeling, if, pent up.
Yeah.
Anger. and things.
So, boys, we're backed up, if you know what I mean.
So I had to sit down and I told him how I felt and how I felt that I didn't think he's found me attractive anymore or wanted to have anything to do with me. And he's like, are you kidding me? He said the sweetest thing, that you even look more beautiful now. Than
he was glowing though.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? So, and during this conversation, Ibrahim here made me understand that he still found me attractive and that there are other ways I could find myself attractive that would help, that I should start working out. And if I started working out, then I would find my... And I hate working out. But because I wanted to do it for me...
Exactly.
For me.
Yeah.
Not for him.
Yeah.
Not for anybody else. Yeah. But for me, I started working out. And he encouraged me by going with me once in a while. Notice I said once in a while.
Oh, really? So because the way that I saw it at the time was, I still found you attractive, but because you didn't feel attractive, you basically just thought that I wouldn't find you attractive.
Yeah.
So for you to feel attractive, I just felt like you needed to do something for yourself that made you feel like you were doing something about it.
Yeah.
So that way you feel like, okay, I'm putting in some work and I'm not just feeling, you know, here, feeling sorry for myself and everything. So it was just fun for me because in my mind, I'm like, whatever the results are or not,
I will still jump you.
I will still jump you wherever. Like, if nobody's looking, I'll just grab you.
So yeah, I think...
But then it helped because you started to feel up here, you started to feel better about yourself. You started to enjoy being, you know, enjoy the fact that you were doing something for yourself to make yourself more attractive to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're proud and vain, it used to come from inside outside.
But bear in mind that the having alone time happened immediately after the conversation. So it didn't take long for me to go and walk out and feel that I'm sexy. Uh-huh. We got to know each other like Abraham knew Sarah.
Yeah.
After that,
I think you just needed to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't know that you needed to hear it. But now that I know better, yeah. So,
like we said, we learn every day.
Yeah.
On marriage and in raising a child. Every day.
But a lot has changed, Sha.
Yeah.
A lot. See. Guys.
Remember what we used to do before we got before we had Keon? How we used to have date nights, movies. We'll just decide one morning and wake up. I'm like, you know, we're going to see a movie today. Yeah. Then I'll be like, he'll be like, out of the blue, babe, let's go and have dinner. I'm like, oh, like dress up and shit. And I'm like, yeah. So we'll dress up, go have dinner, hang out with friends. Our friends could come over. We'll sleep over. We'll play games. We used to do games nights.
Man, like twice every month we'll have games. Like the entire day, we'll start like 10 in the morning and then to like 11 at night. So then a couple of our friends will still sleep over anyway. So
it was a lot
changes when there's a baby in the picture.
Yeah.
Like,
because Ibro can walk around, you know, in shirt and boxers again. Let's just say that shirt and boxers.
So I'm glad that you said this and you said Ibro as if it's not from somebody that I learned it. Even when I lived alone, at least I would have joggers on, right? And even with the joggers, I'm not flying commando.
Baby, too much info.
My friend, I know that came off. Because you know what I'm about to say.
I said boxers and shirt. So that's it. Boxers and shirt. And we'll walk
around. You're such a terrible liar. Such a terrible liar. Because this one, on the other hand, hey, nudist. Steady just.
That's not true.
These are not hands, by the way. Just like this in the house. I'm just like, woman, can you put something on, bruv?
Well, you know, they said spice up your marriage.
Me too, I'm just like...
And these are not hands, by the way. You know, they said spice up the marriage somehow.
So it was spicy, all right?
That was spicy.
And then, you know...
Keon came. We have Nanny at home. My sister is at home. So we can't...
At first, grandma was around.
Yes.
So, man, full cloth now. all day, every day. Sometimes I wear more inside the house than I wear when I'm going out. It's just somehow.
So, yeah, we don't have that alone time as usual. Because, and also, now that Keon is working and he badges into the room.
And we have a no locked door policy in the house.
In the house, so.
Boom, boys inside. Just so luckily, we haven't been caught mistrook.
Mistrook.
So that hasn't happened.
That's what I did. I'm giving your mom a massage.
I waste spinning her. Is that? Daddy's
please don't make me laugh and my hair will fall off.
Take it off. That is just being useful to mommy. Yeah. So thankfully that hasn't happened. Mostly because, you know, the timing is important. You have to time.
Yeah, you have to time it too. All these things. Time
your activity. No, see, study your child and know when they are, you know,
because
they are unavailable to badge into your room.
Yeah, because you still have your life after having a child. You have to find a way to spice up your marriage.
We used to do, you know, wake up until mornings, realize that, oh, both of us actually have that day off, like, which is not filming on anything. I'm not doing anything. Excuse me. And we're just like, you know what? We haven't seen all the movies that are showing. Let's go and see as many of them as possible. And then we check and we now arrange it in a way that when we're finishing one film,
next one is out, yes,
maybe like 20 minutes after movie hopping marathon. To the next one. So we just go and see like 4 or 5 films that day. Yeah, come back full of sugar and popcorn and be like this. Then for the next 2 weeks, drink only water. And it was great. It was great. But now, the first time we've done anything like that since Keon arrived was like 4 days ago. And it annoyed me. And I'll tell you why. So I realized it was a Monday. It was that Monday. On a Friday, I realized I was working on Saturday and Sunday. But then the week after, I was going to be working Tuesday all the way through to Saturday. But I had Monday off. And I knew that this young lady had been feeling a bit, not 100% emotionally. So I'm like, okay, you know what we'll do? I'm going to take this girl out on Monday. We'll see a couple of movies. Then, you know, before we got married, we used to see movies, then do lunch. And we didn't used to do dinner at that time because, you know, trying to keep it proper. So we did a lot of lunch dates. So I'm like, okay, we'll see a couple of movies, do lunch, then come back home. So I got home really late. I think you're already in bed when I got home. Slept, woke up bright and early. Normally I wake up before her, but for some reason she woke up really early that day. And she asked me, babe, this was Sunday. Sunday came back really late. Monday morning, really bright and early. She said, babe, are you working today? I said, no. She said, oh, so they confirmed that they don't need you for today. I said, yes, I'm free all day. She said, let's go and see movies. See, get out. See, I won't lie, I was pissed off. I just said, oh, okay, great. All right, sure. That's a good idea. Let's do that. Inside, I was boiling. Like, my one chance to score brownie points of, oh, he's thoughtful. And he decided that he was going to spend his free day with me. She just took my... She stole my thunder. Because apparently, she was thinking the exact same thing that I was thinking. I was upset. Took a shower. She checked the time. The movie times, we arranged the sequence, wanted to see the films films in. You know, got ready, got into the car without Keon, left him at home with his nanny and my sister-in-law. And then we went to the movies. So a couple of films. I won't lie, we had a blast because it was really early. It was like 10. So it was empty, right? So we had the whole space. So I said, okay, no, there are a couple on the other side and then the second
one. So, second movie, just one guy.
So we, you know, we could laugh, do whatever. Nobody was looking at anybody funny. Saw the films, had a great time. So it was when we're now heading back home, I said, there's something I need to tell you. And then I told her that this was actually my plan for the day. And she had this look on her face like, yeah, right. And then I said something that made her realize that, okay, whenever I say that, it means that, no, I can't possibly lie if I'm saying that. So, but I was still vexed. I don't lie. I was still vexed because, I mean, it was my thing. It was mine. So, but it's such a rarity now and I'm not happy about it. And then I also take some responsibility because we don't do, you know, random dinner dates, you know, like we used to anymore. I'm sorry, because it's mostly my fault, because I'm always working, and then when I'm not working, I just want to play with Keon, which is a danger that we need to be careful. As new parents, we need to be careful that we, of how we can easily be doing the right thing by spending time with our children
and neglect,
but then you now neglect your partner. You understand? So let's, and then even when I'm not playing with Kieran, I'm painting because I have to feed. We have to arrange for the future, innit? So we'll it's a work in progress. We just have to keep trying. But at least from time to time, we still just say that, you know what, for the next couple of hours, I just get to be in our bedroom and watch something together, either on the TV or on the laptop, or the tab. We just try. Just see. As much as possible.
Spend time together.
Just start with little things. Little things. Even if it's an hour, do it together. Whatever it is that you guys want to do together, do it together. If it's indoors, if it's, you know... I mean, I have a friend who, she told me that herself and her husband, they have 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl, that because of, you know, to go from their home to the cinema, the traffic, everything. So sometimes they just grab at one of the iPads, grab something to eat and something to drink, go into the car, put up the windows, turn on the AC, connect the device to the speakers and watch a movie. Children are inside the house and they're just there in the parking lot just watching their movie at night. When they're done, they say, oh, that was a nice film. spent like 2.5 hours together. I was like, okay, that's not a bad idea. Like, that's kind of cute, but you know. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 300 and something very soon.
No, fingers crossed, it's still a rumor because, okay, man, that's like double what price of, you know, a liter of fuel is today. Now, wow. Like,
so, yeah. Basically, what we used to do before we got married and before we had Keon, and after we had Keon, what we now do, but we still try to spend more time as a family when we can.
Yes. And we talk. So I think one of the reasons why we're still not in the red zone, we're not even in the orange zone, is because we talk. Like, we might not go anywhere, we might not do anything, you know, planned, but at least every time we're home, we're constantly catching up and gisting. So our friendship is still strong, and then our getting to know each other better is all right.
You're proud.
I mean As long as you're okay.
I'm very okay.
That's fine now.
I'm very, very okay.
That's it. Whoop, whoop. So, yeah. I like that. I like the fact that, you know, our friendship is still, you know.
The key 100. Is friendship.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the
key. Okay, spending time together and traveling with families also. Mm. I remember the few times, one or two times that we had to leave without Keon. Mm-hmm. But the first travel I did after Keon was born was to Dubai to work. And I remember how you were so there for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was excited for you because, I mean, in fact, the week he was born, I was away from home.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after he was born, I was away from home. And I fought the guilt. So I was really excited when I now got, like, there was one time I got like 3 weeks off. Ha! Bestest. I was so excited. I was at home. I didn't go anywhere for 3 weeks. But then over the 18 months that he has been with us, I have spent more time than you have away from home.
Mm.
So I was actually really happy for you that, okay. And see, parents, I know there's that guilt that you would feel but sometimes you need a break.
Yeah.
You do need a break.
I did get that a few times when I was having, I was passing through that postpartum depression because a friend of mine who is a doctor called me and said, you need alone time. You need to get out of the house. You need to go and stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Just you. Don't even take Ibro. Don't take Keon. Just go and sit down there for 2 days. I couldn't do it because I still felt that guilt of not being a good mom. How can I not take my son with me? How can I... Even till now, when I have to go and do something, I'm like, why am I not carrying Keon with me? Mm. Keon should enjoy this with me. So yeah, you really helped me that period because Ibro made sure we did video chats every night for me and to see Keon. Sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the daytime. And because we had a security camera at home, I could watch them and I could feel like I could communicate with my husband because I'll be talking to him on one phone and I'll tell him, oh, please go to this place and wave. Then he'll come out, wave. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. We'll now be talking. And I would see Keon. I would see what Keon was doing. And he'll help me we'll do video chat. And I thought Keon was going to know me when I come back because I kept keeping in touch and seeing his face.
it's the way he like just laughed. Can you thought?
I thought wrong. Because first of all, I did shopping and I bought an extra suitcase. And that suitcase, I had a suitcase that wasn't full, but by the time I was going back, it was full. Then I bought an extra suitcase. And I bought things for Keon.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of things for Keon. As in things he will wear when he's 2 years old, 3 years old. Because
as a sharp Igbo girl.
Smart mother. I cannot buy what he's wearing now. Because Uncle will outgrow it. Because I bought shoes and Crocs, which I thought he would wear then. And I thought that was going to be his size. By the time I got back to Lagos and I tried it on him. And they were more expensive than the things I bought for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, pain. Baby things are expensive. So anyway, I got home very early. Ibro came to pick me up. Then I waited for him to wake up. When Keon woke up, I went to Uncle pushed me away. Like, who you be? He didn't recognize me. He didn't want to play with me. I think I gave him like the whole day.
Yeah.
He didn't really come to meet me the whole day. It was the next day when he saw me at home.
Yeah, he just looked at you like, oh, I know you.
Then he came, hugged me. Yeah, from yesterday. Came, hugged me, held my face. Like, oh, I missed you too. Talk, talk. But he was still young then, so I thoroughly missed him. Then when we now decided to go to Zanzibar.
Man, the guilt was real. I almost changed my mind.
Yeah,
like,
we decided that we're not going to take Keon because we have been told that
traveling with toddlers.
Traveling with toddlers and with Zanzibar there was going to be transit.
Yeah.
So we had to think of what Keon would eat. I have to take what he would eat. It's stressful at that age. What he would eat, at what time. And I didn't know whether he would be jet lagged, if time frame and all that. So I didn't want to risk it. We were deciding if we would take the nanny with us, if we could afford taking the nanny with us. But we're like, you know what? This is the first time we're traveling since Keon was born. So please, let's have our alone time. Let's do this. Yes, we'll be guilty and all. We'll feel guilty and all, but I beg.
You could be all right.
He'll be all right because it was how many days? It was just for like 5 or 6 days.
Six.
Yeah. So he was going to be all right. So I called my mom. Mom came. My siblings. Oh, my mom didn't come. But my siblings were around. My sisters were around. So they were there with him. So my sister was always doing video
calls. Had a good time without us, Jerry.
I'm telling you.
The only thing he used to do was he would...
Because he had this routine of waking up in the morning and barging into our room to look for us. And one, he barges into our... He sees us sitting on the bed and looks like, tee! So he climbs and we start putting on the TV for him and all that. But he'll barge in and nobody's there. So he was like, where are these people? So he did that for, they said he did that for 2 days.
Yeah.
And when he finally realized that we're not always in the room, he stopped doing it. So it was till we
They move on so fast. Bro.
I know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we did video call as usual. Yes, spoke to him on the phone. The boy is so aware of phones right now because my other phone, once I say, let's talk to grandpa, he looks at that phone.
So he knows that that's the phone that she uses to call grandpa.
Let's talk to grandpa. He'll take the... And he would... Once I dial and he hears the ringtone, the caller tone, then he picks it up. But my father has not picked. And he's already... Then when they now say hello and he's quiet, I'll now say, I say hello, grandpa. So my dad now knows that he's the one that wants to talk to him. And he's like, oh, Muna. My dad doesn't want to agree that he wants to call him Keon. So he calls him Muna. Muna Chisom. Oh, Muna. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I've told my father, stop calling him Una. Call him Kion. Let the boy know that one name. Let's start.
Let's first establish one in his mind. Then we'll now teach him the other.
I don't know why parents are like that, though.
That's how they are.
So he says, Muna, and Kion goes quiet for a while before he's now start speaking Mandarin. So anyway, we
will take the phone and run off so that nobody will collect it and talk to grandpa. He'll just until he's satisfied.
Yeah. But I actually think he's so fascinated by the red button because he's always, I think he thinks it's the no, have
you
YouTube.
No, have you noticed that if you're talking to grandpa and he's fighting for the phone and you give it to him,
he leaves it.
He doesn't press the red button. When you take the phone back and he's struggling for it, then after a while, he'll just hang up.
He'll cut the call.
He'll just cut the call.
Like, nobody's going to talk.
I'm not the one talking to grandpa. Nobody's going to talk to him. I'm just like, bruh, you have to... Sharing is caring.
Yeah, so when we traveled to Zanzibar, we felt guilty, but...
For like a day.
Maybe no, but every day we thought about him.
Of course, no.
We thought about him. Yeah. We wanted to, but then we...
But you know, we moved on. I mean, life is short.
Yes.
The trip was shorter.
Yes.
So let's be clear.
The thing is, we moved on because he too moved on, and he was fine. We got back, and he was fine. He was happy.
He was actually happy to see us.
He was very happy to see us. Yeah. So he was very all right, man. Mm-hmm. He was good. Some of you might be wondering why we decided to travel without Kion.
It was very sound advice that we got.
We got very good advice. So our neighbors, who has a child, a boy as well, who was born a week before Kion was born, traveled. Both of them traveled with their son, William. And when they came back, I was like, oh, daddy traveled to Europe. I'm like, oh, how was it? And they did transit and they were like,
Never again.
I'm like, what happened? I said, oh my God, that Kion screamed. I said, Kion, William screamed all day in the on the plane. He did this, he did that. I'm like, what? That he was throwing tantrums and that. I'm like,
because it's a lot of new information that they are being exposed to at the same time, and because they're constantly moving, things are changing rapidly. It's a lot for kids.
Mm.
Sometimes I wonder how traumatized I would be if I did here now, right? I decide to take a nap, put my head down, I sleep off. Then 30 minutes later, I wake up and then I'm in some random place, you know, with strange people around because I slept off and then they carried me, put me inside car and drove me somewhere else. And then that's where I woke up. And that's what kids experience every time they sleep off or they are asleep at home and then you take them to work or take them to a party or for a play date. They go to sleep in the place that they are comfortable and used to and then they wake up in some random, rowdy, noisy place with people.
And most times, Kion can't, he won't sleep.
Yeah.
He won't sleep in that new environment that you've put him in. He won't sleep. He'll be awake and cranky.
Just be cranky, like, okay.
So we give ourselves brain. Yeah, and then there's COVID. So we thought about it. I'm like, kids are not allowed to take vaccines now. So we didn't want to expose him to that. So we decided, you know what? Let's go and enjoy
by ourselves. It was a very welcome reason. Excuse to not travel with him.
Yeah.
It was very welcome. And
it wasn't just our neighbor who told me that. A few of my friends who had traveled with toddlers and were like, it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it. That's why some people decide that they want to travel with their nannies
it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's still stressful.
And it's more money for you because you have to pay for the nanny's ticket and do visa plan, make get a visa for her or him. So, no.
See the way he said, no. Like it's,
no.
You don't, 1/10, do not recommend.
We have
0/10.
We have plans. So, that one, or that barrel. It did not enter the plan. So, yeah.
Oh, you know, it's...
It brought back memories,
yeah,
though.
Because when a baby arrives, you adapt. You know, the new normal becomes what it is.
You now start acting like a mother, like a father.
You now forget that you used to be carefree and badly behaved and irresponsible with your time. You could wake up at 2 a.m. and decide that you want to go for a walk, or you want to cook and eat together, or you just want to play loud music.
Or you can decide that, you know what, so time in the year, this month, I want to travel.
No, I'm saying, those are things that you could do before you had
a child.
But once they arrive, all those things are out the window. You now have to plan your entire existence around them. So being
away, plan money.
I'm telling you. So being away without Keon was, as she said, brought back old memories from when we were dating and when we had just got married, to us rediscovering other things about how we used to be together. And as much as we missed him, and we felt guilty for,
leaving him,
but we needed it. We needed it because, thankfully, our friendship was still strong.
Yeah.
And our sex life was good. But there are other types of intimacy, just being together and focusing fully on each other. Like for the first time in
3 years.
Yeah, because from when we got pregnant, the focus was no longer on just you. It was both of us, our focus was just
on him.
On him.
So, he had all the attention.
All the attention. So for the first time in almost 3 years, we focused on each other. Like, it was just you and I. And everything that I wanted to do was about you. Everything I wanted to do was about me. It was just us. So I feel like our tank was running low. But then, and it doesn't have to be a long break. It doesn't have to be a long holiday. We're gone.
6 days.
The holiday itself was 6 days, but we're gone for like 8 days, including travel. So that short period of time was enough to feel like we came back tanked up. Like, okay, we rekindled.
And we made new friends in the process.
Yeah. Because we met new people on, while we're checking in, then on the plane, and then we got there and we're all at the same hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're part of our gang now. Well, new gang members. So it was good. It was so much fun.
I would want to do it again. But we have decided that, yes, we're going to take Keon. But when he's older.
Maybe like when he's three.
When he's three.
Mm.
When he understands that, you know what?
Because then it would be easy, we'd be able to. So I feel like the best way is a lot of the time I realized that most of these toddlers, how will I put this now? You know how I get antsy when you spring up something on me? Like, I like to plan ahead. I like to know what I'm doing next tomorrow. I like to know what I'm doing tomorrow. And if I made up my mind that tomorrow I'm going to stay home and paint, and then you now say, oh, babe, we have to do this and that. Like, tomorrow now that I've made up my mind about, tomorrow morning, now tell me that, oh, we have to do this or do that. We have to go here or go there. Remember how I get very antsy? I'm like, oh, it wasn't part of the plan. I get very agitated because I'm like trying to recalibrate, because going out for me requires a lot of... I'm not a very outdoor person. Let me just put it like that. I'm a very indoor, type of human being. So it takes a lot of emotional bandwidth to be out and about and be, hey, Chidima, get out. I know why you're laughing. It takes a lot for me to... So I feel like with children and with little humans like that, when they get old enough to have certain conversations, I think it might help. And I think something we should try is we'll tell him, okay, but tomorrow, this is what we're doing. Or if it's that day, after you're done having lunch, mommy's going to dress you up, and then we're going to go to the car and we're going to see Shaito and Ife. You understand? That way, they know what's going on. Instead of, just bafam, give her food, wear clothes, put her inside moto, carry him somewhere to one string. He's like, what's going on? You understand? So I feel like, let's just, the way that you would update me and be like, okay, this is what we're doing. So we'll just let him know that, okay, this is what we're doing, this is where we're going, this is what we're going to see. So they're not shocked or surprised, or unless we're buying them nice gifts and you can surprise them like that. But waka, let's just try and make sure that we let him know.
I hear you. And I acknowledge what you have said. Thank you, Chidima. But moving forward.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like you will be the one that will have that conversation.
I don't mind. You know it. So I hear you.
That's if you would sustain that conversation.
Hey, looks like there's power now. The generator has gone off.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
So guys, you've been hearing that hum in the background. Yes, Nanaija Wide, the gen has been on.
Yeah.
So yes.
So that's finally gone off.
So I hear you. Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge what you're saying. But I want you to hear me out. And also acknowledge
I've heard you
that I don't have a problem having the conversations with my guy. I'm a boy. We'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And if we're having problems communicating, just don't laugh. Just if you cannot help, then just don't say anything. don't come and stress me because I'm doing the work that we should be doing. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, guys, important things to note. One. It is okay to feel guilty when you feel like you should take time out mm-hmm. for yourself and your spouse to spend alone, apart from your child or children. It's fine. The guilt is normal. You'll get over it. They'll get over it. It'll be fine. As long as you've made adequate plans and arrangements for them to well looked after and provided for, and they're safe and secure, they're good. Secondly, as much as possible, try and be spontaneous. Do the things that you used to do before the children arrived. It's tough. I'm speaking from experience. It's difficult. But you just try. Even if it is what my friends do, where you sit in the car and watch a movie together and all of that, do it. So that's just an example. You can find other unique and interesting ways to ensure that yourself and your spouse or partner spend time alone. Then finances. If you plan ahead of time, you know to cost. You understand? You'd be amazed that you can spend as little as 50% of what you normally would spend if you just book ahead.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Just plan and book ahead. So, like now, I'm already making plans towards, you know, the middle of the year because that's when it looks like I may have a couple of, you know, a little bit of time off that she might also be available at. So, plan ahead. Then, your support, your inner circle, be nice to them. Because you're going to need them. You understand? So your siblings, your neighbors, your day ones, your grandparents, sorry, your children's grandparents, just make sure that you're in everybody's good books. Because you never know who you might need to babysit while you guys take that afternoon off or when you guys take that trip. It is very, very important. I think finally, communicate with your spouse. Mad important. Communicate, find out
where their heads,
yeah, and then the things that they want to do when you guys, why are you touching me under the table? Nasty woman, do it again. Find out what they want and when they want it.
Ooh.
And then, so that you guys can align and you can make it happen. Yeah, so with these few points of mine,
uh-huh.
I hope that I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that you should find a way to
have a long time.
Yes, and remember what it was like before the little tyrants came along and took over your existence. They're paying the bills, but they're reeling.
Don't travel with toddlers.
Listen to the woman. Don't do it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
And watching.
And watching our podcast as usual. We appreciate you guys. As usual, if you have any comments or anything to tell us and about how fantastic we're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please send your messages and love to at Due Parenting Pod across all social media platforms. And you can follow me on Ihoma Linda Ejiofor on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, English show. And at Linda Ejiofor on Twitter. Then.
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram at Ibrahim Suleiman Official and on my favorite playground, Twitter, at Edomalo, EDOMALO. And one day I'll explain why that's my handle. There's a reason behind that. And then, yes, please, if you have time and money, please go to my art page. It is at SeekYouArt, SeekYouArt. There's a lot of artwork there. You should check it out. Spend some money. Buy some art. Be cultured. Yes, thank you. Yes, because as our producer just said, for kiosk. tuition, school fees is we're already talking. Hey God, my boy will start going to school. I'm not ready.
You're ready. I'm ready.
All right, guys. She's ready. I'm not ready, but we'll figure it out. God bless you. Be kind to one another. Please stay safe. Wear your masks. Sanitize your hands. If you're not vaccinated, do the responsible thing. Let the people around you know that you're not. If you're vaccinated, still be responsible. Still wear your mask and still wash your hands and use sanitizer. And because people are being badly behaved and irresponsible.
Are you done?
I'm sorry.
Are you done?
Yes.
With your own message. My own message is please tell people around you that you care about, that you love them every day. Bye.
Rolling my eyes.
Roll them all rolling. You want. It's your goddamn business.
You're rude.
You are rude. You're rude.